the number one thing that must be done by this state and is being done by this state, thanks to the leadership of this committee, we've got to stop the dying. Dead people do not recover. That's rock bottom. When you hit that rock bottom, you don't come back. And the most effective way to do that is to get the word out on Narcan. Narcan is the brand name for naloxone. It's been around the medical community for decades. It's been in the ER for decades. It's been on ambulances for decades. The difference is now the ambulances aren't getting to the scene soon enough sometimes when an overdose victim is discovered. As a former police officer, it was not uncommon, even in the town of Peddle, for me to be on the scene 20, 30 minutes before an ambulance showed up, and we were just a few miles from the hospital. So other first responders in other states have been carrying Narcan on the belts of the officers, police, deputies, and fire. And many, many lives have been saved because the Narcan is administered instantly rather than waiting until it's too late. If you give Narcan to a patient who is not suffering an opioid overdose, it has absolutely zero effect on them. It's just like giving somebody a cup of water. If you're thirsty or not, it has no effect on you. But an opioid overdose happens when the part of the brain that controls breathing and heartbeat is taken over or hijacked by the opioids. They attach to those receptors, and you can be awake, you can be alert, but you cannot breathe, and your heart ceases to beat. Narcan quickly goes in through the nasal membranes or through the muscle membranes if it's injected, and it simply releases those receptors of the opioids, and the person begins to breathe on their own again. It's a miracle drug. You cannot misuse it. You cannot abuse it. It's cost-effective, and it's medically effective.
I spoke with the Laurel mayor, and he spoke very highly of you. What other towns or municipalities are you taking this to?
I've been on the Narcan mission for about a year and a half now. When my son was ejected from a treatment facility for a series of rule violations, he was drug-free. He had never failed a drug test, but he was a smoker, and this particular facility was tobacco-free. He incurred 4 tobacco violations and was ejected from the program. At that time, I did not know of Narcan. I learned about Narcan weeks after his death, watching a TV show called Nurse Jackie, where they actually used it and they were handing it out on the street to addicts. And I've often thought, you know, if my son had been given Narcan when he was kicked out of that facility, or I'd been given a prescription or just been made aware of it, I would have reacted much differently on April the 6th, 2015, when he did not answer his phone. Just that conversation between myself and a medical professional would have raised my alarm level to a significantly higher level than it was. So what I've tried to do with some success is to get fire, police, and deputies to carry this. Hattiesburg Police, Peddle Police, Richland Police, Jones County Sheriff's Office, Lamar County Sheriff's Office, Forest County Sheriff's Office, USM Police. So we've got a good, strong group of first responders in the Pine Belt that are now carrying it. And thanks to the quick reaction of Laurel, they adopted Narcan much quicker than most other departments. It was a matter of weeks before they had it and were trained in it. And a population of Laurel, less than 20,000, to have 2 saves within 3 weeks is incredible. So I'm hoping now that these other departments, because not all the departments I've spoke to committed to carry Narcan, some just were not comfortable with it. I'm hoping now that they realize the liability is not on giving a life-saving medication. I hope they realize now that the liability is shifting to their department of not caring and not being able to administer and save that life, now that you know it can be done cost-effectively and safe.